Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up,
we're moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Tell the Sultan I'm here. The Sheik of Araby can have his way with me.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bentley.
I'm sorry to trouble you, Mrs. Jefferson. I was wondering if I might borrow something for my breakfast.
Oh, of course you can. What would you like?
Your kitchen.
My kitchen?
If you'd rather not, I understand.
Oh, of course you can.
I know a woman's kitchen is sacred to her.
Oh, you are very welcome.
We had a cook at home once who wouldn't let my mother into her kitchen.
But it was your mother's house. How could the cook keep her out?
It was very simple. She never told my mother where the kitchen was.
Well, what would you like me to make you for breakfast?
Oh, it's all right, Mrs. J. I've brought my own kippers.
Oh, how nice. What are kippers?
Ah, the treasure of the deep.
Oh, herring.
Well, not just herring, smoked herring. May I?
Be my guest.
Ah, Neptune's ambrosia. This is awfully nice of you, I must say.
Oh, not at all. It's nice to have company. What is the matter with your own kitchen?
My apartment's being painted, and I can't stand the smell.
You can't stand that smell?
I can't stand the color, either.
Well, didn't you choose your own color for the apartment?
Oh, yes, I chose a rather zippy battleship gray.
Well?
And my girlfriend Daphne chose shocking pink.
And Daphne won?
Well, Daphne always wins. I can't refuse her anything. Not even me.
Mr. Bentley, don't you think it would be a good idea if we switched on the fan?
Oh, dear, no. If we did that, we'd lose the marvelous aroma of the kippers.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Well, they're coming along nicely, you see? I'll give you a tip. One must never overcook a kipper. So over you go, you little nipper. Ah, this may be the last chance I get to cook my own. An endangered species, you know.
Kippers?
No, me. I'm afraid Daphne's about to pop the question.
She's going to ask you to marry her? What makes you think that?
She phoned a little while ago and asked me to meet her at Charlie's bar, and she said she had something very important to ask me.
Oh, well, that could be anything.
And last week she asked for more closet space in my apartment.
That could be something.
I'm just not ready to settle down yet. But she's so wonderful, I don't know how I'll say no to her.
Oh, just come right on out with it and tell her you don't want to get married.
Well, I'm afraid it's not that simple. You see, she's mad about me. And I fear it would be a traumatic experience. I can't stand tears.
You're like George. You hate to see a woman cry.
No, I hate to see me cry.
Well, Daphne's not going to force you to do anything against your will. when two people have a real close relationship, they learn to respect each other's feelings.
Weezy, get out in there.
Of course, there's the exception to every rule.
Wait.
Coming, sweetheart.
Who are you yelling at?
We've got emergency.
Where?
Coming up here any minute now.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The building inspector, that's what. He found something wrong with the ventilators in my best store. If he gives me a citation, I'm going to have to close down.
Then why don't you fix the ventilators?
Because all the sheet metal workers are out on strike. There's a funny smell around here.
It's Mr. Bentley.
Oh.
But the inspector can't close you down without giving you a warning first, can he?
They gave us a warning a month ago. Only the stupid idiot who was managing the store that day didn't do anything about it.
Oh, that's terrible. Did you fire him?
I couldn't. It was me.
You made a mistake.
Now look, Weezy, it's no time for joking. Inspector Keller's gonna be up here any minute.
What is that smell? I tried to tell you, Mr. Bentley's apartment is being painted.
But what are they painted with? A dead fish?
Look, never mind that. Why is Inspector Keller coming up here?
Because there can't be any witnesses.
Huh?
Wait a minute. How come Bentley's smell is coming out of our kitchen?
Hello, Mr. Jefferson.
What are those?
Kippers.
Where'd they come from?
I wouldn't know. Am I my brother's kipper?
This is one weird dude.
You know, I can't eat a thing. I've got butterflies in my tummy thinking about what I've got to say to Daphne. Mrs. J, I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to tell her straight out I can't marry her.
Well, good luck.
Daphne, I cannot marry you. Daphne, I won't. Daphne, get up off your knees.
George! Why is Keller coming up here?
To see the work order I made out to fix the ventilators before the strike started.
Well, why didn't you show it to him down there?
Because it ain't down there.
Then why don't you take it down to him?
Because it ain't up here neither.
There's no work order.
Now you're catching on. But don't worry, Weezy, I'll give him the old one, too. And he knows one hand dry cleans the other.
What is...
talk, Weezy. Look, and I don't want you here when Keller comes, because he might get embarrassed by what I got to say to him.
Well, what are you going to say?
I'm just going to say, Inspector Keller, here's $150.
That's bribery.
Look, Weezy, everybody's got his price. That's big business. Look at the big oil companies giving away millions to foreign politicians.
But it's wrong.
Sure it's wrong. And President Ford is going to punish the oil companies. He's letting them raise the price of gas.
It's still wrong, George.
Look, it ain't as if I'm bribing a foreigner. I'm giving it to a loyal American.
George!
Don't worry, Weezy. This inspector looks real hungry. He's gonna grab that money from my hand so fast it'll probably take a couple of my fingers with it. Look, if there's anybody but Inspector Keller, tell him to get lost.
Hello, Mother Jefferson. George says, get lost.
Mama, Mama! That's one of Weezy's little jokes, Mama.
Daphne, you look so marvelous.
Oh, thank you.
It's such a pity I have to be going.
Oh. Harry, that's what I love about you, your sense of humor.
No, actually, I'm a very sad person. I'm sad. I make everybody sad. You see?
I bet your parents have a wonderful sense of humor, too. I can't wait to meet them.
My goodness, you're wearing my favorite outfit. I've always loved it.
I've never worn it before.
Really? What are you drinking?
Orange juice.
Good. Two double scotches, neat.
Now, can can't you guess what it is I'm going to ask?
Oh, speaking of guessing, I saw the most marvelous quiz show on the telly the other night.
I am dying to see the lovely English countryside and the house where you were born. Now, doesn't that give you a clue?
Daphne, there's something that I must tell you first.
All right, Harry, but hurry up. I can't wait much longer.
You see, there are times when it is right to do certain things, and there are times, Daphne, when it is wrong to do certain things. You take the great Canadian honker.
Honker?
Magnificent bird. But if he were to fly south in the summer rather than in the fall, he would return not in the spring, but in the winter. Not only would he fail to reproduce, he would freeze to death. Now, that's bad timing.
Oh, what a beautiful story, sweetheart.
Yes. Let me put it another way. It was just one of those things. Just one of those fabulous flings. One of those bells.
Baby.
I beg your pardon.
Just one of those crazy flings, not fabulous.
Really? Just one of those crazy... No, I think it's fabulous. It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy things. Crazy, you're absolutely right.
Please, what did you want to tell me?
All right. I'll tell you straight from the shoulder, but it's not going to be easy. Oh. Daphne. Oh, Daphne. I have to go to the bathroom.
Ain't somebody. It's him, Keller. I don't want anyone else around. There can't be any witnesses.
I still think it's wrong.
Then do your thinking in the kitchen.
Oh.
Come in, come in.
Thank you, Mr. Jefferson.
Bentley, what do you want here?
I want to use your bathroom.
Say what?
I told Daphne I was going to the bathroom, and I can't lie to her.
Then you use your own bathroom.
No, that's the first place she'd look.
Hey, Bentley, you come out of there.
As soon as the coast is clear.
Look, I got an inspector coming up here any second now. You're going to ruin everything. Come out of there. Bentley! Look, I got to be alone when I talk to Keller. Will you come out of there before this dummy gets here?
Hi, Inspector Keller.
Just call me Dummy.
You weren't supposed to hear that compliment.
Compliment? You called me dummy.
Oh, yeah, well, I was talking street talk, which means the opposite of what I say.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if I was to say something was real bad, that means it's good.
Really?
Uh-huh. And when you call someone a dummy, that means he's got a head full of brains and smart as a whip.
I see.
Oh, do come in.
Yeah, well, I haven't got much time, Mr. Jefferson, so if you just show me that work order.
Oh, yeah, the work order, right. Now, let's see. Can't seem to find. I know it's in some place. You can take my word for it.
I'm afraid I can. See, before I can give you the okay, I gotta see something. Something I can take with me.
Oh, yeah, right. Now we get to someplace. I think I got just something you want to see.
Uh-huh. Where is it?
Right here, in my pocket. I should have looked there in the first place.
Something in your eye.
Go away!
Why'd you say that? You don't even know who it is.
I know what it is. It's a witness.
Jehovah's?
Don't worry, George. I'm not looking. Hello.
How you do?
Oh, hello, Daphne.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. Is Harry here?
No.
Oh, he's not in his own apartment. I thought he might be here. I'm sorry to have bothered you.
Oh, that's all right, Daphne.
Ah, Mrs. J, thank you for the use of your Daphne. So nice to see you.
You told me you were going to bathroom.
I did. I was. I didn't say which bathroom.
Let's go. We've got some talking to do.
Yeah, I really don't have too much time.
Mr. J, I see you have a guest.
Harry, let's go.
Daphne, let's not be rude. We haven't introduced ourselves.
Let me do it for you. Mr. Keller, this is Bentley, and that's Daphne, and that's the door.
Keller, did anyone ever tell you that Keller is the German word for cellar?
Yes.
Oh, too bad. I would have loved explaining it to you.
Now, look, but
how would someone like some coffee?
No, but I would like an explanation. So we're just going to sit down over here, and you're not going to get away from me until you tell me what this is all about.
This could take forever because he doesn't know what anything is about.
I think we should leave these two alone.
No, Mrs. J, don't go. We're going to need you.
What for?
In case a question comes up.
Question.
You see, one came up already.
Mr. Jefferson, have you got something to show me or not?
Oh, yeah, let's go into the kitchen.
Why?
Because the light's better there.
What's wrong with the light in here?
Too many people using it.
This is better.
Mama, what are you doing here?
I'm swimming the English Channel.
Look, Mama, could you excuse us for a minute, please?
Oh, you're trying to tell me to get lost again.
No, Mama, look, this gentleman and I just have some business.
Aren't those kippers?
Yes. Louise is finally learning how to cook. They're delicious.
Louise didn't make them.
Oh, that explains it.
You know, I haven't had a kipper in years. Since I was a kid, I used to love them.
Well, I can eat only one. So why don't you join me, Mr.
Keller, are you sure you don't mind?
George, get a plate for Mr. Keller.
I thought you said you didn't have any time.
There's always time for kippers. Besides, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I was just telling my wife that.
Mama, isn't it time for your nap?
I'm not tired.
Well, you look tired to me. Maybe it's that new wrinkle you got. The one right there.
That's not a wrinkle, that's just a tired line. It'll be gone just as soon as I take my duty nap. You'll see now.
Pleasant dream. Okay, now, Inspector Keller, we can get back to our business. I think I have something you want to see.
George?
Why aren't you sleeping?
I didn't have my Bloody Mary. You forgot to remind me.
Mama, you don't need no Bloody Mary.
Don't just stand there, George. Get the ice. I'll take care of the rest. Can I make you one, Mr. Keller?
No. Thanks, I never drink when I'm on duty.
Oh, they're very healthy. That's why I drink them, for the vitamins.
Yeah, well, the vitamins are in the tomato juice. Why do you need the vodka?
It helps me digest the vitamins.
What about your Bluebeard? Bluebeard murdered 7 Mrs. Bluebeards. Now, he'd never have been able to do that if he was still a bachelor.
First honkers and now Bluebeard. Please, Harry, say what you're going to say so I can say what I'm going to say.
Mrs. J.
Mr. B., sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind.
Cruel. Daphne?
Yes, Harry?
Oh, it's not going to work.
Time is up, Harry Bentley. You speak to me right now.
All right. All right. I can't while you're looking at me. At least face the other way.
Anything.
Daphne, you're a wonderful girl. But I don't want to marry you.
What?
I know it's a shock, but you get over me. No matter how devastated you may feel now. Oh, please don't cry. You know, nature has a way of healing all wounds. And Daphne, don't jump. I'm not worth it, Daphne.
Harry, you are wonderful and sweet and kind, but I don't want to marry you either.
Then why were you so anxious to see me today?
Because I'm leaving for England tomorrow.
What?
Yes, my company suddenly decided to send me, and I wanted to ask you where to stay and what to see, and I knew you'd like it if I stopped in to see your parents.
Oh.
So, everything's fine now. You don't want to marry me.
Right.
And I don't want to marry you.
Right. That's wonderful.
There you go. All done. Now you can go take your nap.
Well, it still needs a dash of Tabasco.
You're gonna set your mouth on fire.
It's good for your arteries. It keeps the blood moving.
That was delicious.
Now, Inspector, back to our business.
Good. You were going to show me some sort of paper.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at this.
That's $150.
You add good.
When you winked at me before, I should have known you weren't trying to pick me up. But I'm not that hungry.
Say what?
Don't you know that attempted bribery of a city official is a serious offense?
Bribery? What bribery? I ain't gonna offer you no bribery.
Then why have you got that money in your hand?
Oh, I was just wondering if you had change for $150.
And you knew all along I didn't want to marry you.
Wait a minute, Keller.
Nah, I'm just doing my job. I gotta give you a citation for those ventilators.
No, but
Harry, maybe I'm just a country girl from Issaquah, Washington.
Issaquah?
Yeah, you've heard of it?
Heard of it? Everybody from North Bend's heard of Issaquah.
You're from North Bend, for heaven's sake!
Why don't you want to marry me?
Maybe we met way back when.
Is it something I've done?
Maybe at a football game your team always beat us.
But your team always had the prettiest cheerleaders.
Aw, thank you. I was a cheerleader.
So was I.
Just tell me where I went wrong.
This is incredible. You're the first person from back home I've met since I came to New York.
Same with me.
It's your last chance, Daphne. I'm warning you.
We ought to have lunch sometime.
Let's roll right now.
What do you say?
I'd love it.
Wait. Daphne, you can't leave me like this.
Sure she can. Have a nice lunch.
It's all right, Harry. We can still be friends. I'm just as fond of you as I ever was. I'll call you later, lovey. Goodbye.
Congratulations, Mr. Bentley. You finally told her.
Yes, I just hope I wasn't too cruel.
What a girl. What a girl. She got me off the hook. Keller didn't give me the citation. I don't have to close down the store. Yeah, she's classed at Daphne. Daphne is welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
Mr. Jefferson, I must tell you, you did me a real favor introducing me to Daphne.
Oh, you don't have to come all the way back here to thank me for that.
Oh, but I did. See, if Daphne hadn't reminded me, I would have forgotten all about giving you this citation.
Don't you ever bring that old dumb Daphne in here.
Thank you.
So everybody has his price, huh, George? I told you it was wrong.
Mm-hmm. And what's your price for shutting up, huh?
You'll never learn.
$50, huh?
So you know.
$100.
And one hand.
It worked. The judge left me off with just a warning.
Oh, that's wonderful. How'd you do it?
Well, I just told him the truth, that's all. It was all my fault. But I sent me and Lionel to work the whole weekend fixing the ventilators.
And that did it?
Yep. Didn't hurt none when I told him I had a wife lying home in bed helpless.
What?
Well, that's the way you looked at me this morning when I left. Lying there, snoring away.
George!
Having a wife sure comes in handy sometimes.
George, I've been thinking about Mr. Bentley. What would you have done if I'd said no when you asked me to marry you?
I'd have killed myself.
You wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You'd have killed yourself because of me?
No, because I spent my last $50 on that ring.
Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.